Okay, I am here with Jessica Morrison, local artist in Boone County. And Jessica, on our art show this week, I reached out to you specifically because you do art, which I'm looking at it now and it's amazing, but you do it for a specific cause. And I would love to hear about your cause and your history and whatever you want to share. So please.
Well, thank you, Matt, for the invitation. It's certainly exciting to be here. Surreal to be talking about my art and then topical steroid addiction and withdrawal.
Great. So what is topical steroid addiction and withdrawal? Because before I heard about your cause and what you're dealing with, I didn't know such a thing existed. So if you would enlighten us.
Sure. So where I'm at today, I'm no longer in withdrawal. So I do want to clarify that. But what topical steroid addiction is your basic hydrocortisone. There's any level of potency with steroids. After 7 to 10 days, some patients get addicted in just 3 days. But you can be prescribed or pick up from your local CVS a steroid cream, apply that to a rash that you may have, and your body becomes reliant on that artificial supply of cortisol, and you can become addicted and not know it. And so I was an eczema patient for more than 20 years, went to my dermatologist to manage my eczema symptoms. In that entire time frame, addiction was not discussed or talked about. And then 2014 to 2016, I had just a lot of life change, stress, environmental triggers, and suddenly my rashes just got worse without any clear explanation. I know now with a more certainty what I think facilitated that, but the big catalyst was my dermatologist effectively doubled over the course of that 2 year period the amount of creams that I was receiving, and my rashes just kept getting worse. They kept popping up in new places that they never had before. And when I stopped, I just decided one day in October of 2016, like, I don't think putting on this much cream is healthy. I'm going to stop. Should have talked to my provider, but it honestly wouldn't have mattered, because even if you taper rather than cold turkey, according to Dr. Rappaport, it still happens where if you remove the medication, your body can go into withdrawal. And so I can talk about what that looks like, but the important thing is that anybody who is treating chronic skin rashes with a steroid cream is putting themselves in a path of potential addiction. And it's hard to know if you're addicted or not, but I'm part of a local advocacy group in Indiana that's working with itsan.org, the nonprofit, to raise consumer awareness to propose a bill that would better protect and inform consumers and then get research into the hands of medical providers so we can prevent this, because it is preventable.
So when you talk about withdrawal, what does that look like?
It's hell on earth. I'm going to start saying things and it's going to be shocking, but I'm not saying these things to be dramatic. It's just what happens. So when you stop using steroid creams, especially after a long period of time, your adrenal glands freak out because they've been told by the brain, hey, we don't need to produce this cortisol. And so your body has learned to rely on the artificial supply to manage your inflammatory response in your skin. And when you take that away, it kicks the body into overdrive. So I looked like, I'm not kidding, an overbaked lobster. Like, imagine laying out on the beach for 4 hours. That's what my skin looked like. I was super red, leathery, dry, hot, like extreme inflammation. And the skin would become oozing and smell like sulfur and iron. It would weep plasma all over my body. This isn't just an isolated area. My eyebrows actually fell out. Your body like starts to not spend energy on things that's not worthwhile to heal itself. And so then you have this period of intense inflammation, weeping skin.
And very painful, I can imagine.
Yeah, you have, I'm laughing just because it's that's just what you have to do after a certain point with how crazy it is. But your skin gets, it's like the nerve, the steroids thin the skin. And so you get these things called zingers, and it's like all of a sudden you get an itch attack. And normal eczema is just like a light irritation. This is an itch that feels literally like it's right next to the bone, and there's nothing that you can do to satisfy it. I had thousands of cuts all over my body that at 25 years old, I was couch ridden, having to rely on my husband as a caretaker. I couldn't turn my head or lift a coffee pot because of just how broken my skin was. So I found relief by soaking in a bathtub every day for 2 to 3 hours, and my life was like this for years. The circadian rhythm, as you can imagine, was opposite. So when people would be ending their day, mine would kind of be just starting in a way. Grocery shopping at 10 or 11 o'clock at night was kind of a thing for my social activity for a while. There was a cashier who told me once that I should stop using the tanning bed so much. I just let that one go. And then the other crazy part of this is the intense shedding. So your skin goes through this intense inflammatory period, and then it just sheds. And we're talking like human snow globe level, like absolutely disgusting. But again, it's just so crazy that this happens, and it's all because of the steroid creams.
So let's relate it back to your art now. How did you get involved, or what made you start painting as a way to... Is it a way to express yourself? Talk a little bit about how you got involved with art.
Yeah, because these are two separate ideas very much. So I've always been a creative individual. I got through high school by drawing. That was just good therapy. And so for a while, as you can imagine, I couldn't paint. I couldn't draw. Doing anything by hand was for a long time impossible. And so now that I am in a much healthier state, I mean, I'm no longer in that withdrawal period, but I am still, like today, figuring out like what was driving the inflammation in the first place prior to steroids, and treating and managing that. But for my art, you know, I really want to make something that matters, that gives hope to people, that gives joy. And I can think of no better cause. Like, as you can imagine, when you're dealing with this condition, you experience situational depression. A lot of people can't work. I have a friend who was planning on going for her master's, and she had this whole career plan, and she lives in Fishers, and that totally got torpedoed. So there's a significant process of grieving that happens, and especially as you heal, it's hard because you feel like what should have been. And so my hope is that as I step back into creating, that A, I can create pieces that help me process what I've been through with grief, and engaging with these really complicated emotions around grief and trauma, and just, you know, instead of avoiding it, having a conversation with it. And so I'm not saying that I have that figured out, but just taking a word or phrase that comes to mind and hopefully creating a piece that gives people hope and feels recognized. And it doesn't have to be specific to TSW. It could be any mental health condition. I hope to create art that inspires people to donate and be part of itsand.org, and then also feel seen in maybe whatever challenge they're facing.
So, Jessica, I love art, but I am very much not an art connoisseur. So I'm looking at very abstract, very colorful. But if you had to describe your style as an artist, or what you're trying to convey, how would you describe your art style?
Sure. So this piece series that's dedicated for topical steroid withdrawal awareness is mostly abstract expressionism, and I have a background in doing highly detailed graphite renderings, horses, portraits, so I'm very skilled in a traditional media set, and then I did a lot of landscapes in college in a traditional format with oils. So for me to see a career shift towards abstract expressionism is very new to me. But this series is just taking a word or phrase that comes to mind. So like, this is happenstance here. Thinking about how a lot of times we can be going through life and it feels mundane, but then we have like a situation that just feels totally coincidental, and there's beauty in that. So everybody is going to interpret something differently. And even if I give my feedback on a particular painting and you see something different, that doesn't mean your interpretation's wrong. What's so fun though is to see something like this one with Endurance, where this is a landscape that emerged out of the abstract component. And it's just fun to see how having this conversation with pigments and focusing on a word or phrase and praying as I'm engaging with the thoughts and feelings that are coming back from not being able to create and then persevering, how that came through. So this is Endurance. For those who are listening, it's an abstract dark piece with most of these paintings are with two pigments or just one. And then Liquin is my medium to spread it around, which is really fun. And the texture that you see in these pieces is actually a nod to the dry skin texture that you see when you have really dry skin.
Okay. Because I noticed it's not flat. I see the texture of the paint coming off the canvas here.
Texture, I love detail. And I think all of our lives are more than something that's just a simple stroke. There's a lot of layers to it. There's complexity with what we experience every day. There's complexity in our emotions and how we each respond to trauma or a tough situation. And with Endurance, this was fun to see how it kind of blended the two from my past with landscapes and abstract. And then this purple piece is Insomnia Dreams. And this is actually the only one of the in the series that uses three pigments. And that one for me was just a really fun piece.
So what's your process? Do you sit down in one sitting and complete a piece, or do you come back to it later?
Well, having a two and a half year old at home, as you can imagine, I've got to be quick. I actually was kind of forced into painting with a palette knife because as most artists can relate, I hate cleaning my brushes with oils. It's a very intense process if you do that. Whereas cleaning a palette knife is very easy. So the process has shifted towards a palette knife, and that's just, it's been a fun conversation to try something new. And, you know, another part of the series is trying to make art that I like. That is such a challenge for most artists because you have what will sell and what the consumer's going to buy. Like, I could make local Indiana art that's super, not trendy, but, like, I can make stuff that I know will sell. And then there's stuff that I feel is what I want to see more of in the world, or maybe something that I have to say. And not that the two can't collude together, but I just hope that with my pieces that it gives someone hope and joy and feel seen, and maybe something that's hard to articulate.
Personally, I want to feel something when I look at a particular piece, and I get that sense here for sure. Going back to eczema, is there a cure? Is this a lifelong issue that you will face, or what's the future for that?
Well, I'm not a medical professional, so I can give you my opinion.
Yes.
They will tell you that eczema is a chronic, non-curable life condition, and that may be true for some people. I would say in most cases that if you explore immunology, allergies, there's a lot of buckets that contribute to eczema. Like if your gut is imbalanced with an overgrowth of bad bacteria, that can play a role. Liver toxicity, mold exposure. I'm blanking on so many things right now, but like there's multiple reasons why you could have skin rashes. I will say that an eczema patient does not have a protective layer of oil, like genetically speaking, compared to a normal person, whatever that is, where if I being an eczema patient, come in contact with something environmentally, my immune system and my skin is going to interact with that more and treat that more as a threat. Whereas if you have that protective oil barrier, you know, like wool sweaters, if you can wear a wool sweater, you're special. For me, that feels, no,
yeah. Yeah.
It feels like fish hooks on my skin. Ugh. It's scratchy and it's not comfortable. And that's because I don't have that protective layer there. So there's things that you can do to manage and overcome your eczema symptoms, and I would defer to a medical professional on that. So, and I think that ultimately these conversations are what propel more research, more education, because there's a lot that's changed in the last 20 years.
So, if we want to find your art, where can we find it?
Instagram for right now is my favorite place to connect with people. My handle's at Jessica Kasner. C-A-S-N as in Nancy, E-R, because Jessica Morrison is a very popular name, believe it or not. So,
real quick before we go, can you highlight the organization one more time for us?
Sure. So if you or someone you know who has chronic skin rashes or uses a topical steroid cream, I would implore you to visit the website itsan as in Nancy .org. That's itsan.org. They're the nonprofit who is working to raise awareness for topical steroid addiction and withdrawal, get research into the hands of medical professionals. You can donate to that organization. You can also check out the advocate page.
Great to know. Thank you again, Jessica, for being here. Visit her Instagram, visit the website, and we're going to take another break. We'll be right back.